Neville in on Saturday night in place of Alex Gillies. What was it about Alex? Because you guys notice, obviously, things that we aren't able to notice. But what was something about Alex Gillies' play on Friday night that maybe he didn't deserve to come in on Saturday night?
Well, it was more that we needed to get Mike Neville in.
Okay.
Mike, you know, got hurt against Ferris State on the Monday night game. We talked about that on the show on Tuesday. So he missed some practice time and you know, I want to get him in game shape. He's missed a lot of practice, you know, but before Christmas, you know, he did, and then we had the big Christmas break, and then he gets injured, and so he hasn't had a lot of practice time, and, you know, we got to get him back in shape and, you know, back to playing like he can. And I thought he came in and did a good job. I thought as the game wore on, he got better. But having said that, you know, when you put somebody in, you have to take somebody out, and just as Alex was sort of the odd man out, and I thought Alex struggled a little bit Friday, did not, you know, was a little surprised. The pace of the game was a little bit higher, and he got caught in the middle there for whatever reason. It's just whether he's not prepared or just didn't seem in sync on Friday night for whatever reason, so and didn't get a chance to showcase his speed, and I thought that would have been a great rink for him to showcase his speed. So we got to get Alex back in the groove too.
All right, well, no Huskies goals in that game, and just two for the to the Badgers, one of them being an empty net goal. We don't even have to listen to it. Morgan Zolinik at the 14:36 mark scores his second goal of the weekend. He was really the only goal scorer for the Badgers. That came at the 14:36 mark. Judd Soloway and Tim Davison get the assists. And what were your thoughts on the goal?
Well, that was on a power play,
right.
and the thoughts we had the better scoring chances on that power play. I don't know if you remember Dylan Stemman and CJ Ike had a chance, and then Blake Yadla had a great chance, and he muffed the shot a little bit at start. He couldn't quite find the trigger, and then he tried to shoot it again, and Rumpel made a real good save on him. So we probably had the two or three best chances, and then they come down, we get a line change. It was similar to the goal on Friday night where our defenseman got a little out of sync. Matt Roy stepped up, missed the player, and the puck sort of, you know, goes to an area, and Zolnick, you know, came off the wing and found it, and we just couldn't catch him, and he walked in on a breakaway, and Jamie went to poke check because the night before he went across the net on him, and Jamie probably should have poke checked him to keep him from getting across the net. So I think Jamie knew it was the same guy coming in, and goalie studied that, and I think he thought Zolnick might try the same move and went for the poke check, and he did, and he just left it right over his shoulder, and Zolnick's a good goal scorer. But tough goal to give up because we did such a good job on the PK. I don't think they even had a shot. That was their, you know, power play goal on a broken play. But tough goal to give up because, you know, they were sort of, you know, starting to teeter a little bit, and they weren't creating much, so they needed a life, and that gave it to them.
5:32 remaining in the second period. The Badger fans rooting on their team. Here's a chance. Here's a breakaway. A shot score. Zolinik again on a short breakaway in on goaltender Jamie Phillips from the top of the circles in, and it's a 1-0 Wisconsin Badger lead on the power play.
Badgers had the horn going a little bit longer this week, and knowing that there weren't going to be a whole lot of goals, maybe they wanted to take advantage of their horn when they had the chance. But it was a nice goal, but a tough goal for us to give up.
Well, it was. You know, the first goal in the game as the game wore on was going to be a big one, and unfortunately they got the first one. And having said that, I liked our pushback from that point on.
I know you weren't happy to be, and I don't want to get into that too much, but you mentioned after the game the penalty that gave them that power play.
That's it. I mean, there weren't a lot of penalties in the game. I thought our team showed great discipline all weekend. You know, we took some stuff, and which is good, which you need to do, especially on the road, and turn the other cheek. And then one instance we don't, and you know, it's a penalty. One of our players coming off slashed one of their guys going to the bench, and you know, the referee's right there, and you know, they hadn't had a power play to that point, so you knew they were going to get one, and unfortunately, a bad penalty, you know, had no effect on the game, but it puts them on the power play, and sure enough, they get that power play goal.
Then they score the empty netter.
Here is Patan, looking for a shot lane, nowhere to go with it, hands it off to Carroll, his shot, side of the net, intercepted by Doherty, sent around, Hannah trying to hold it in, can't do it! Empty net attempt from LeMay, shoots it, scores!
Empty net goal there from LeBate from center ice, and boy, I felt so bad for Shane Hanna. He did everything he could to try to hold that puck in the zone.
Well, he did, and you know, he made a desperation effort, and you know, unfortunately, got by him, and you know, we really didn't get a real great ace chance on net. I know Tanner took the one shot, but we had possession. We had really good possession. I thought we could have been a little bit more patient and you know, whatnot, and we didn't jump on the loose puck, and they got there first, and unfortunately, they scored that empty net goal, and tough loss.
Cool, Coach. With the goaltender pulled like that, and we were so good with possessing the puck all weekend. Is there any rule of thumb that you're trying to work the puck more from north south than east west for fear that if something goes wrong east west, it's easier for them to get the puck out? Or
not really. We have a couple set plays off that when we have the goaltender pulled. I mean, our guys know where they are in certain positions, and it's similar to our power play. We want to make sure we get some rotation up high and get them out of their lanes, and then get the puck to the net, which we have three guys down, hopefully to their two guys, and outnumber them. And unfortunately, we just didn't quite get in the setup we wanted. But you know, having said that, I thought our guys you know, really worked hard in that third period. I mean, we outshot them 25 to 6. I don't even know what the attempted shots are, but most teams don't get 25. We didn't give up 25 shots in either game this weekend, and we generate 25 and some really good grade A scoring opportunities in the third period. And you know, it's unfortunate. Like I said, I've been on both ends of these, and you know, I was one at my last year at Michigan when we beat North Dakota, probably the best team I've ever seen North Dakota had. And you know, we had a little guy in that named Sean Hunwick, a walk on, and he just stoned him, you know. And when you win him, you don't give him back. You take and run. And you know, it was a tough game. Like I said, I like our defensive posture. I like what we did in the game. I liked our back check. I liked our shot blocking. I liked our faceoffs. I liked our goaltending. I like how we limited how many scoring opportunities they had. I liked their discipline in the game. There's a lot of good things going on. So tough loss, but at the same time, when you're in sports long enough, you know, you're going to have some, you know, and things even out a little bit. And I'm sure, you know, if we keep playing hard and keep doing the things we're doing, we'll win a lot more games than we'll lose.
Were you surprised at how far we dropped in the pairwise down to 13 after that game?
Yeah, I don't look at it too much, but no. I mean, like I said, there's so many factors that go into it. It's not only your one loss, but how other teams do. And then, you know, one of the big things is you know, common opponents. So, you know, if Wisconsin dropped a couple of games, let's say, to North Dakota like they did early in the year, and we're 1-1 against them, all of a sudden North Dakota has that comparison on you. So there's a lot of little things that go into it. So we're hoping Wisconsin can win a few more games, and that's what you root for. The teams that you played, especially non-conference, you really root for them going forward, that they can win some hockey games, and that'll help you in the pairwise. But you know what? We got to take care of our league first. That was our goal right from the start of the year, is to, you know, have a chance to compete for a league championship, and we're right in the thick of things. And you know, we got a good home schedule here, so we got to get back to work and take advantage of being home.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Northern Series coming up, and again, well, your questions will be answered by Coach Pearson soon. Get them in DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues after these.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Holy Brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around, and if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger, stuffed with Italian sausage, topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Oh man, do we dislike the Wildcats? Northern Michigan Wildcats and Michigan Tech playing this weekend. Home-and-home series. It doesn't get much bigger, ladies and gentlemen. And I like that we get them on Saturday night. We have to go down there on Friday night at the Barry Events.